When NPR put out a call for students nationwide to submit podcasts about topics important to them, a group of Middleton High School juniors dug right into issues of student activism and sexual assault. Those were front and center at the school last fall when students protested over what they said was the school administration not doing enough to address complaints of sexual harassment and assault. Just days after that protest, a pair of students were charged with sexually assaulting a third student. In their podcast, this group of Middleton juniors critiques the student body for not speaking up as much after that development. To talk more about what they learned by creating the podcast, we brought in a couple of the students here to the studio earlier in the week, Lily McGuffey and Ella Roach. Lily, thanks for coming in.
Yeah.
And Ella, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us.
Let's talk about podcasts in general before we get into your podcast in particular. Ella, are you a big podcast listener even before this project?
I listen to podcasts when I'm mowing the lawn, and that's about it.
Okay. You got to crank them up pretty loud.
Definitely.
And Lily, are you a podcast listener?
Not as much. I listen to podcasts like for interest, especially like for school things when I want to like know more and in depth.
And I understand creating this podcast was part of an assignment related to getting ready for an AP exam in English. But as it went on, Lily, did this turn into more than just a normal homework assignment for you?
Yeah, definitely. It was something we'd never done before. For us, it was like an ungraded assignment. So it was a lot of more personal. It felt really like deeply connected, and you were doing something more for just school and for something like deeper than school.
And Ella, a lot of people listening to podcasts might think, oh, that came together pretty easy, or listening to the radio for that matter. How much work went into this?
A lot of work went into this, especially since, like Lily said, it was a non-graded project, but we had an essay that went along with it. So we had to write an essay about the topic. So we spent a lot of time researching for the essay and writing that, and then we would transfer that all into a script for the podcast.
Lily, let's get into the topic of the podcast. You could have done any subject. You all tackled a pretty difficult and serious topic, student activism and sexual assault in your school. What led you and the group to decide to tackle that topic?
So when we were looking through like some of the NPR criteria, we saw that one of them was like personal connection. And so this protest that had happened had just happened maybe like not even a month ago. And there was other protests coming up. And so we thought it was a really important topic. And obviously, everyone in our school, or not everyone, but most people have like dabbled in a little bit of social activism, whether it's a protest or something different. And so we knew it was something that like people could connect to, but also was something like personal.
I want to give a listen to a moment on that theme, actually. Here's a bit from the podcast.
What most determines whether or not people get involved in a cause is how much of a personal stake they have in it. But personal connection interferes with objectivity. It can actively change how people think about a case, leading to conscious or subconscious denial of the facts.
As we heard there, Ella, we just heard what Lily was talking about, that theme of how do our personal connections with people, our personal biases influence the way we decide to take action or not. This is something that keeps coming up in the podcast, right?
Definitely.
Why did that come up as such a theme, apart from NPR looking for it in their contest?
I think for us, especially as high school students, it's because a lot of the things that we protest about or take action on directly impacts us as students in our school community. Specifically with the sexual assault case, that affected students in our school. It affected our friends, our classmates, people we'd see in the halls. So it kept cropping up because we protest for issues that are directly impacting our lives.
Lily, did it make you, going through this process, make you start to question our motivations when we decide to take action, like a protest, for example?
Yeah, it definitely made me kind of look back on the protests I've been to and see where my like true values lied. And then when it came to protests in the future, remembering that protests are spreading awareness, but that I needed, in order to make a change, I needed to take action afterwards to actually make a change. And I think doing the podcast helped really change my own actions. And I think starting with yourself is like the best way to like spread to other people.
Doing this, Ella, in podcast form, did this lead you to maybe think about issues maybe in a different way than you would have if you wrote, say, a term paper on it?
I think it did, especially in the podcast, because we were working in groups. Mm-hmm. And a lot of discussion around activism sometimes relates to being in your own bubble and how sometimes you take action or you form certain beliefs based on your own echo chambers and what you feed yourself on social media and what news outlets you listen to, since a lot of them are polarized in today's age. So working with a group definitely changed some of my opinions, and it changed the project going forward.
Lily, as you mentioned, this was submitted for an NPR contest. Did that feel like it upped the stakes for you? This isn't just going to your teacher and your classmates. This is going to real professionals out there.
Yeah, I definitely think it upped the stakes, but also wanting to impress our teacher and do well. But definitely the contest felt like almost even more important than a grade, because it was something that's like, man, people might actually be listening to this, and we want it to matter, and we want it to like mean something.
All right, we've got the teacher on the other side of the glass. Did they impress you? We got a thumbs up on that, definitely. Ella, you're going into your senior years in high school now. I don't want to commit you to a career path now, but does doing a podcast like this make you think something involving media or audio or production or things like that?
I also write for our school newspaper at the high
school.
So
you're already there.
So, yeah, I'm kind of already there. So I'm looking at journalism as a career, and doing this podcast also made me reconsider politics as a career, because policy is a way to make change. And the more I've thought about it, the more I've realized that I don't have to stick with one career for my entire life, and I can use my experience as a journalist or whatever I choose to help shape my later career.
Lily, how about you? Did this make you think about what you want to pursue, say, in college or beyond?
I mean, not necessarily a career choice, but it made me realize that, like, especially as I get older and I have more influence as things such as like a voter, that the things I do can really make a difference, and that maybe I have another job, but it's always important to keep activism like right front center, so that you're making a change in that you're influencing the newer generations.
I want to give another listen now to part of your podcast. This, I think, is a recapping toward the end of it.
And while the Middleton protests we mentioned failed to create a long-lasting community of student activists, they're just two examples of student activism. Protests like this are needed in order to create a lasting change in our community. They help us learn from our mistakes and improve how we advocate in the future. And it starts with us.
Ella, the project is done. It's in the can, as we used to say. Nobody actually says that anymore. We don't use cans, for one thing. But you're done, but do you feel like there's stuff here, either themes in the story, in the podcast, that you'd want to pursue and maybe do another project in the future?
I think so. And I think one of the big themes that we found as we created this podcast was the difference between awareness and action. And we talked a lot about how these protests don't often result in a lot of tangible change, but they do spread awareness. They do get people to root for a cause, and that is still important. So the idea that we just have to reframe it, and we have to help others reframe their thinking, that protests aren't the end goal. They're just the first step in a long journey.
Lily, you mentioned maybe having more political awareness now. We hear a lot about fewer people getting involved in politics, concerns about people not running for office. Do you think a project like this, and maybe having more people do projects like this, could help turn that around?
Yeah, I definitely think that if people realize, especially that young people like us care, it would influence people to do things like run for office, but also to influence people our age to learn that their actions do make a difference. And they may be one person, but when they influence others to do things, that it creates like a mass change. And that's how you really make social action become change.
We'll leave it there for now. Lily, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Oh, thank you.
And Ella, thanks for coming up.
Thank you.
That was Ella Roach and Lily McGuffey, students at Middleton High School. We talked to them about a podcast they helped put together looking at student activism and sexual assault for an NPR student podcast challenge.